people that were on that show too. I can't remember. Oh. I was drinking a little that night.
Right.
I was. All right, the next one from your favorite, Big Fatty. Here we go. Wait,
Big Fatty.
I love it. Here we go.
When your show is getting old, but it's still solid gold. Happy 200th.
I love that. Big Fatty wins. I'm making an executive decision. Big Fatty should win.
Oh, damn. Executives. And, okay, I'm president.
Of the hair club for men.
Oh! You're such a bitch. Oh, my God. You're such a bitch. I fucking hate you right now.
That's giving me the silent laughter.
Was great.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4809. BFO for Wednesday, the 15th of July, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A new show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we're going to catch up on some follow-up questions. Yes, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a cheery good morning to yes, good morning to you. I'm a computer. Hello, Vito's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're Hump Day is going well. Y'all, you veto us today, because y'all, tonight, Hump Day night, the Big Fella, they will have their first power of veto competition and veto ceremony and the nomination of a replacement. To go on the block. Big Fatty, it all sounds very, very Big Brothery. It's true. Yo, one thing I forgot to tell you about the Big Brother. Y'all, the homosexual that's the drag queen, I think his name is Jason. Y'all, on the Sunday night show, y'all, he had a little tear in his eyes, cause he says he's not used to having to be around, that many straight people all the time. And y'all, that Angela, she says, oh, well, that's okay. My son is a homosexual. I'll take good care of you. And y'all, that made him happy. You know what else makes me happy? Y'all, it was Miss Bacon saying, good morning, and Mac and Giggles, and Sassy Mac Sassass. Y'all, we didn't get to a follow-up question on yesterday's little show, so we're going to go right into it right now. Y'all, this is back from the 20th of February, and Brian in Denver asks, what brand of toothpaste do you use? Big Fatty answers, this so-so question couldn't be more up to date. Big Fatty has an appointment with El Dentisto on Monday, which is now far in the past, that Big Fatty might have entirely different El Dentisto appointment. I'm getting close. It's in August. Big Fatty uses Colgate. Please see SSQ number 28 from BFO episode 2890 back in the Halcyon days of 2019. The SSQD would have thrown the ledger off a cliff if Big Fatty had said Crest, Pepsodent, or Tom's of Maine or Finland. Big Fatty has used Colgate since he was a child. Now, the desk believes that nobody ever changes their toothpaste in midstream. Now, the desk's follow-up question is, are there any BFO listeners in a mixed Colgate slash Crest marriage? A mixed toothpaste gentleman caller might work out okay if all brushing occurs off-site, but the desk is not sure humanity is advanced enough for a mixed toothpaste LTR. Well, SSQD, thank you so much for that. This is an excellent question, and you've put it out there to the listeners to let us know if they are in a mixed toothpaste situation. So we'll see if we get anything. Y'all have got a so-so question number 10, follow-up question from Miss Bacon. She says, I use two globs of paste, Crest Detoxify, and Pro Health. My FUQ, do you brush your tongue, scrape your tongue, electro or manual? Miss Bacon, first of all, excellent follow-up questions there. And Big Fatty does indeed, I do have a tongue scraper, and I use it after I use my electric teethy brush. Because I go in there and I get the remnants of the spittle, I think they call it. And y'all, plus it, if you go way back in there, you can drag out the phlegm. Big Fatty, you could be a drag queen, dragging the film out as much as you have. Well, I hadn't really thought about that. Maybe Jason can give me some pointers. We know how you love a little memory lane, early show music. I do indeed. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, the net came over. I don't know if this has gotten out or not. Y'all, he's going to Alexa. Ready? Y'all, he has friends. That one of them is I believe they call them the armed forces. Yes, Big Fatty, the armless forces are they're not much of a force at all. It's true. Y'all, that's some potato chips. Let's see. And y'all, they are stationed here in Charleston, and y'all, the person is Big Treasurer to Fairbanks Alexa, and they are y'all, they're driving, and so they're a homosexual couple, and they've asked the Nip to ride with them. Now y'all, the Nip says, well, now I can't, I don't want to do any of the driving. And they said, we don't want you to drive. We've seen your driving. But y'all, they've got a second friend that is going to help with the driving duties, and y'all, they're leaving. They're leaving on August the 8th, I believe, and driving up to Fairbanks, Alaska. And the Nip came by. He was trying to decide when he was going to fly back, and so I helped him book a flight. Y'all, he's flying on the Alaska airlines, first class. A big fatty, you better fly first class. Y'all, that's a long, long trip to be flying in steerage. Yes, big fatty. So anyway, y'all got a pretty good deal, I thought. And he flies through the Seattle. Y'all, and there's a direct flight from the Seattle to Charleston on the Alaska Airlines. And so, but y'all, the nice thing is, when you're flying first class, on Alaska, you get to use their lounge. So he's got like a 2.5 hour, 3 hour layover. So he can go in the lounge and have a little cocktail or a little snicker snack or something. So anyway, y'all, he was here several hours, just meh. And then, so he headed on home. And y'all, before he got here, y'all, I started watching the first episode of that, what do you call it? The whammy, the press your luck. Yes, Big Fatty. And but the NEP interrupted that. I just, as I'm talking about it, I realized I didn't finish watching it. Anyway, yeah, what did I watch on the TV machine? Well, it wasn't sports ball because they're on they call it the All-Star break now. And I don't remember what I watched. It doesn't matter. But y'all, I was off to bed, slept like a baby, and I got me a nice hot shower before bed. And y'all woke up a little earlier than normal Tuesday. And, but y'all got up, had my coffee, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, had some sourdough toast for my brofkas, and y'all, then I had to go and fire up hot travel, cause y'all, the NEP and Flo and I, y'all, we've been planning a trip to the mountains in November, y'all, and we're trying to work out. I had to wait until we got our dates for the Pops concert series to know when we could go, and then y'all, we've worked it out. We're heading up to Pigeon Forge. Oh yes, Big Fatty, that's where they burn the pigeons. It's true, and throw them right there into the forge. And but y'all, we've booked a cabin through the Dollywood website, and y'all, because we did that, we were able to get length of stay passes for that. Y'all, they'll be decorated for Grandma while we're up there, and y'all will be up there from the 8th and leave there on the 14th. And then we will go to Greenville, South Kakalaki. Flo has a concert. I think it's some sort of foreigner concert. And we're going to stay Saturday night there and then come back to Charleston after that. And, then she can drive back to Flo Rida. So, y'all, it's all coming together quite nicely. And I was helping. We were deciding on which cabin we wanted. We made a decision. There was one that was real close to Dollywood, but y'all, it didn't have a fireplace in it. And, you know, in November, a fireplace is going to feel good. Now, the one closest to Dollywood, you could see the fireworks each night and all. But, y'all, they only do the fireworks on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. So, we can go to the park and see the fireworks. Yes, Big Fatty. So we got all that done, and y'all, I did some of my nipple walking. I'm about halfway done with it, I think. then y'all have just been piddling around here, and I said, okay, let's get this little show going, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. I thought I'd do one of these scratch-offs that that Lamont Krantz, and y'all, this is the tenfold lucky. You match your numbers to any of the winning numbers, and you win the prize. Shown for that, if you reveal a number 10 symbol, it's like a $10 bill symbol, win the prize shown for that symbol, and when a matching number is in the 2X, 5X, or 10X spot, you'll win 2 times, 5 times, or 10 times that prize. All right, y'all, let's see what the winning numbers are. The first one is a 6. The second one is a 2. I say chew. The third is a 25, 47, and finally a 12. All right, let's check out Big Fatty's winning numbers. The first one is a 16, not a winner. The next one, 36, no winner there. We got a 22, not a winner. Number 11, not a winner. Number 45, no winner there. Let's go down here now. It's the 49, no winner there. Number 3, not a winner. 24, not a winner. 39, no winner there. 30, not a winner. All right, let's go down to the 5X. 20, not a winner. 43, no winner there. 34, not a winner. 32, no winner there. 35, not a winner. All right, we're down to the 10X spots here. We've got a number 9, not a winner. Number 5, no winner there. 29, not a winner. 23, no winner there. And finally, number 7, not a winner. Well, not a winner today, but Lamont Cranston, thank you so much for sending that in, and just love it. It's just lovely. And y'all, you can send in a scratch off to Big Fatty, and he'll be happy to Big Fatty. He'll be happy to scratch it off. Big Fatty, you've got that itch. You need to scratch it, don't you? Yeah, I guess so. y'all, let's see. What else is on my list here? Oh, y'all, set your VRCs, cause on Friday, y'all, the finale of the Hot Stopper. You know, Archer used to love the Hot Stopper. Y'all, instead of doing a final season, they did a movie, and y'all, it debuts. I think it's on the Netflix, but maybe it's not. I don't remember, but wherever it is, Okay, guys, it debuts on Friday. Y'all, we had rain come through again on Tuesday morning. And y'all, by the way, the days are getting shorter. The mornings are coming about 2 minutes later every day. And about every other day, the evenings are getting shorter by a minute. So, y'all, it's just, yes, Big Fatty, I can hear you touching yourself with all of that. It's true. Y'all got inch of rain Tuesday morning. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the folks over there at the Stinky Orangutans and Big Ricky and Nicole. What you got to say about
Big Fatty?
Oh, Big Fatty. Was Porky Pig there with him? I don't know.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.